Bruce Sipple, Smoky Bay Oyster Farmer.
Well, Bruce, first of all, 30 years of oyster growing here in Smoky Bay. What's been your family's involvement with the industry?
Well, we were probably fourth behind Kiwi Evans to apply for oyster farms in Smoky Bay. And we did it to diversify from some bad run of years at Muttermuckler when we were trying to grow wheat and sheep out there. So our involvement was almost financial desperation back in the day. And we, you know, probably in hindsight, we were very privileged to be members of, or some of the founding members of this fantastic industry.
When did you sort of first think, oh, maybe let's try out this this oyster business?
Well, actually, it was Dad that suggested it to us, my father, Don Zippel. But we were desperately looking for things to diversify into and keep the family structure intact. And so Dad was actually the one who suggested it in 1988, and it was actually him that went and had a very good talk to Kiwi and came back from that discussion saying, I think we should get involved. So, yeah, it was actually Dad that... But we were sort of thinking it, but it was Dad who actually made the suggestion to the family.
And that seems to be the case for a lot of the growers that got into it, was looking for something else because farming wasn't going so well at that time on the land.
Exactly right. The 80s were a horrible run of years, and there were three brothers and Dad on the farm, and it just was not working. So a lot of people were looking for diversification. Some people went mining, some people bought trucks. We looked at all sorts of things, but and we applied for the oyster farm. And it was really difficult. It was very, very difficult adjustment. We weren't in the right part of the bay. It nearly sent us broke right from the start. Hands and knees to try and find financiers at the time, which wasn't easy because it was a new and founding industry. So it was very difficult, and we had to shift the farms in the early 90s because where we were wasn't suitable. And we worked some crazy, crazy hours to try and, you know, there's nothing like being in debt to make you work very, very long hours and not see your family and stuff. But, you know, in the end, we got it to work, but it was a really hard road to get there.
What are some of the most memorable moments from those times of getting it set up and becoming an oyster farmer?
Some of the most memorable starts was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning starts to beat the tide, given on where we were, on very cold, rainy and windy mornings. And I actually remember one morning when we actually had Mum and Dad out there helping us because it was a big family operation. And Mum, it was in her 60s, and she was in a set of waders carting some baskets around on the first lease we had. And she went, she didn't see the anchor open, she went straight down. And her waders filled up with water. And I looked across at my father, and he could not stop laughing. And it was in the middle of winter. That's one of the real memories I have of farming. But also remember another morning when we shifted out to what we call the vineyard area. My brother, who wasn't working that morning, called about a 4 o'clock start, and Dad was actually helping us, and he was on the boat, and they went out, and it was cold, it was wet, it was windy, it's 2 hours till daylight, and Dad just said, right, I don't care about the rest of you lot, I'm not getting off this boat until I can actually see what I'm doing. So, look, there were some pretty tough times, you know, and we used to work night tides and stuff like that, and coming back when a storm hit us one night, there was one day that my brother and myself were out there and a big lightning storm came across, and when we lifted the barge poles that hold the barge in place, they started buzzing. And it was the most frightened I've ever been in my life, but we just did it because we had to. So, look, there's some crazy stuff we did we wouldn't do now because OH&S would not allow it, and we wouldn't do it anyway. But there was, we just did some crazy stuff back then because we just didn't think we had any other choice.
What's been some of the equipment and tool changes that you've seen over the 30 years?
Look, that's a really good question. Everything was completely manually handed back then. We were like we were in farming back in the 50s because we lifted everything. It was like the days when you had bags and bags of super and bags of wheat. So we just did, everything was lifting. So the major changes we've really seen in the industry, obviously the development of the adjustable long line system by the clever cow growers back in the day, but also handling systems to get the lifting out of the shed. So a lot of mechanisation, the computer graders, many, many things like that, but also particularly genetics. The genetics program is a real critical aspect for the industry, not only for disease resistance, but also for climate change moving forward. So there's been some great advancements, and it's great to be on the cutting edge of an industry like that. But, you know, we've still got a lot of challenges ahead, but that's, you know, and the thing we really discovered, it's just farming. It's farming in a different manner, and Mother Nature gives you bad years, she gives you good years, she gives you disasters. So we never got out of farming, we just changed the way we farmed.
Has it been worth it? from all those years of moving from the land to the sea?
Look, yes, it definitely has for us, but it hasn't been without its trials and tribulations, and we've become really passionate about it. And that's why, you know, our family does a lot of stuff with leadership, voluntary leadership in the industry. For us, it has been worth it. But, you know, we did also miss out on that brilliant run of years between 2010 and now. So, you know, we're really happy with where we are, but it's taken a lot of planning, a lot of really hard work and a real understanding of how the oyster works and how the industry works.
And are still a family-run business? It's you've all stayed together and got next generations coming through?
Yeah, look, so we people can't fathom that three brothers can actually work together for that period of time. We can't really fathom it ourselves, but we all worked out a long time ago we couldn't afford to buy each other out, so we're still, and one in, one out. But Dad's been a real integral part of that as well. But now we've also got, Gary's got a couple of sons working in the business, Ashley's daughter's working in the business. So they're, you know, hopefully there'll be another generation. So at the moment, because of our low number of oysters, our staff numbers are down. So just about everybody in our industry, or in our business, has the last name Zipple, bar one. So it's very much family.
All the very best for the next 30 years.
Yeah, hopefully I see it out. Thank you very much.